Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May of 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
Children, I take you away into a land of enchantment.
That's Marcus Parks. I'm Ben Kissel.
Children, I'll take come to play.
With us as always, the one, the only, the children enticer, the child lover,
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker in the studio with us, everybody.
Hey,
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Have you met my husband, Matthew?
I have not met Matthew. This is so fantastic. Our first big celebrity, Marcus. Sarah, she's haying like a large horsewoman. Well, thank you for being here, Sarah.
Get out of here, Sarah. These hay bales are for our play later in the afternoon.
That's right.
We're doing Old Sheriff Tom Comes Back to Suffer from Cancer.
Oh, that's always fun.
I love that, John.
I love Sheriff Tom. Wonderful, wonderful stuff.
Riddled with tumors.
Yeah, of course he was. You know?
I met Sarah Jessica Parker once.
How was she?
Small.
Really tiny.
Yes, yes. She's hot in real life.
Yeah. Oh, I think she's beautiful in most you major
were just
motion pictures.
Endlessly, ruthlessly trashing her when we first put up the
song. Different personalities. I am now recording, and now I love everybody, including Sarah Jessica Parker. You are Henry Zebrowski.
Yes,
that is wonderful. Today, man, I love our subject. Today, we are discussing the wonderful world of witchcraft and witchery.
Rum tum tigga. Boil and toil in with frog's breath.
Frog's
breath.
How do you harness a frog's breath? It's very difficult to do.
You put a sack over its head. I don't know. I'm not a witch.
Oh, okay. That's good. We don't have to burn you. We don't have to put you in a cockling
stool.
Today
we're going to be a regular little Hogwarts.
That's right.
Aren't we?
Come on. Let's not mention Harry Potter, please. We've made it almost 90 episodes of never mentioning the devil child himself.
If you were Harry Potter, I've never read a word of Harry Potter or have seen any one of the movies.
Okay.
Marcus is Harry Potter.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, I've read all of them.
Can I be the girl?
No.
I want to be...
I'm the girl.
Why are you the girl?
Because I'm the girl.
Well, you do have breasts.
You're the redhead.
Oh, I have to be Ron... What is it? Weasley?
Weasley.
Ah, pathetic.
Harry Potter.
Is she Asian?
Yeah. You come and shoot your spear.
What's the name of the girl?
Her tear of my chest.
Hermione.
Hermione. I don't think Hermione is Asian.
Doesn't he fucking Asian?
Yeah. Yeah.
But he doesn't bang Hermione.
That's what I mean.
Ron Weasley is the one knee deep in that woman.
No, he fucks the Asian and then he ends up with the redhead sister.
Anyway, let's get back to witchcraft and stop discussing the love life of Harry Potter, who is a child. He's a young boy.
All right, so let's imagine that this podcast begins with me sitting in an elderly leather chair with a giant, big, leathery book.
Sure.
Right? Everything's made out of leather. I got leather pants on, leather shoes.
Leather mask
I've got a tri-corner leather hat on.
Very cool.
Two leather discs stapled to my nipples.
Stapled? You could just glue them on
We're going back in time.
Okay.
All right, there was not the proper tassel glue.
Yeah, there was no
then.
Elmers or anything like that.
As we
like
could
that.
Discover with the problem with witches, is that like it was always... The witches were the girls in the town back in the day that would wear tassels.
Right, so I mean... Witches were just old-time burlesque dancers. They witches just like to express themselves with their physical body.
Well, so basically it starts with the Stone Age. Like, once we came out of the pure monkey cycle of being humans, the first thing we started to do was carve various, you know, idols based upon things that we thought that governed nature. And a lot of that had to do with a moon religion. And so this is the traces of the very beginning of where magic came from, the idea of witchcraft came from, which was these ancient moon religions that celebrated the female part of society, which is essentially because, you know, they got the... They got a weird little spongy, as we know, a spongy by Andrei Chikatilo, the Russian serial killer who said that uteruses were super spongy to chew on.
They are,
and he thought it was fun. He literally chewed on them like gum and spit them out. I just learned that recently. It is fun.
Stupid humans wasting money on Wrigley's. You know, I'll just carve out your uterus.
Woman has uterus in her. Why you buy gum?
Why you buy gum?
When you can get so much rusty nail flavored gum inside of a woman's belly.
It must be fun to look at women just as large moving vending machines.
You don't?
I'm sorry. All right. So we have the moon
cycle.
Because
the men won!
Yes. Well, apparently we're losing now. So the moon cycle goes down. That's the basis of this religion.
Yes. And so.
Anyway, this is a religion, right? Is this classified as a religion?
Well, you could just say it's the same as anything else. It's the original impulse that there is more to our life than what we see in front of it. And that's where it started, which is the idea of that's why there were so many sun god-based religions and so many moon-based religions, because they would look up at the sky and they would see the thing up in the sky and they're like, that's God. And they're right. Like, but maybe there's nothing. And they're like, shut up, Krogdor.
Stone him.
And so he would go and it started from there. And basically, it was a sort of groovy lifestyle. When we were nomadic, we kind of lived out, we used what we had. You know, we didn't need to get more than what we needed. And we believed that there was a creatress. There was a gigantic goddess who was Earth, that was everything. And that there was traditionally, through most societies, there was this idea of a thing called the horned man, which is a sort of.
That's after you have eight PBRs, you become the horned man, just grabbing all the butts at the local tavern and things like that. Okay.
But the way they put it is that the creatress was the goddess created Earth, and that the horned man lived on Earth, and the horned man experienced life while the creatress made life. And the idea is that it was a dual nature. Every single one of these societies had sort of a dual idea, because it was balanced,
which seems rational, because women do create life.
It was very rational, and a lot of the times
did men steal that, by the way? How did the Bible make men the creators of life?
Because
we just straight up were just magical rib.
They wrote it down.
Yeah, they just wrote it like that.
Oh my God, I've been going through the Torah with my girlfriend.
Every time.
God, it's just a guy talking about shit that he doesn't like.
But that's what happened. That's what Emperor Constantine the First. He sat down once when Christ came out, and they were just like, oh yeah, we got our new Leonardo DiCaprio. We're gonna fucking slap on this whole fucking bullshit. And so they went and that's when they wrote this idea that they made Christianity the religion, which was again outwardly said, you know, they took all the pagan and sort of Wiccan holidays, and they put our holidays on top of them. They made Jesus the Jesus Mary story is really very similar. Like, also this story of both religions use a tri-god. Originally, the goddess was three goddesses in one. It was the baby woman. It was hot, supple, big-titted goddess.
Oh, yes.
And then crone goddess. Which was fucking old bitch.
Right.
Three in one.
Okay.
Three in one. And they were, so a lot of ideas are stolen back and forth. And then for a period of time, when Emperor Constantine came out and said, Christianity is the one religion, we were still an idea. People were kind of like, hey, we could still do this, they would still let, tribes still had their wise woman, or where the word witch came from, which is the idea of wise woman. And they would still kind of lived in harmony for a little while, until finally, I forget which pope it was. It was some dick. No, King James. King James the First came out and said, basically, just like, the horned man's the devil, and we need to stop these people.
Right.
They're talking about as a horned man. They applied the horned man idea to the satanic idea, which again, we just kind of stole the horned man from them as an idea of the naturalistic impulses of man, instead of the pure white white, wink, 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 blue-eyed, blonde-haired.
Right.
Jesus, who stood for spiritual purity.
Yeah, that white, blonde, blue-eyed fella in the Middle East there. Yeah, yeah. No, they're all over the place. They're running amok. They're like hipsters in Williamsburg. So after King James, the idea that women created life, that's gone. That's
well,
done.
Well, King James, that's in 1596.
I guess so.
Yeah, King James of Scotland. I mean, there's a long history before that.
Like, there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Like in the 8th century, that's when Charlemagne. This is a very strange thing. It's an ironic thing. He said that burning witches was a pagan practice.
Okay.
So he's like, no more burning witches.
No, we can't with the burning witches. We can slice them into sandwiches.
Oh,
that's good. We can do that. Yeah. You know, we can hang them up by their eyebrows.
That's not a bad way to do it.
My favorite punishment I read about was a thing called the cucking stool.
Yes. Oh.
Which is a barrel attached to a seesaw, and mainly what it would do is dunk you in and out of a lake, but mainly it was used for the crime of being a scold. Yeah. And a scold meant just being an old, fat, complaining bitch.
Pretty much. It used to be illegal to be a female blogger. I mean, that's really quite remarkable. I want to bring it back. I'm bringing it back. Watch out, XO Jane. You're all going for the drip.
Well, that's what they were talking about. It's like, it's just see. Because what was it? It's like the floating test. That was the whole sinking test or whatever it was.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so take it away.
Yeah, so throughout all of pretty much the entire world, but mainly focused in witchcraft, is a very big thing in Europe and Africa.
Okay.
Yeah. And European nations like, you know, America.
Because we put
whatnot.
A quick boot on that. And now mostly witchcraft here is used to hawk gems.
Right. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And mostly women were persecuted as far as being witches and whatnot. However, some countries persecuted mostly men. Iceland, they mostly persecuted men as witches.
Really?
What? Yeah.
And how did they treat them in a similar way? Did they give them the cockling stool or anything like
they
that?
They did not allow them to survive.
It's really anybody who makes like this sound naturally.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Anybody who could just like, that's how they laugh at something when you say like, oh, you know, yeah, Klingor fell off the ice brink last night.
Oh, yeah, he's a witch. He's a witch. I know everyone backs away slowly,
but
picks
not
up
all,
a rock.
Not all people in England and Europe saw witches as evil creatures.
Well, it just became an excuse eventually where it's like, if you didn't like Hagrid, you told everybody that Hagrid was a witch, and then she's like, no! No!
Well, now she's acting like a scold, so we're going to kill her no matter what.
Nobody likes my scones. I bring my scones to the baking show and everyone's like...
Put her in the water. Put her in the water. Drip her good. Drip her real good. It's not so bad.
In England, they had...
Somebody's probably trying to do it just to get a bath, like when homeless people get arrested on purpose.
I kind of like the cucking stool.
Yes, I think she's actually acting worse afterwards.
Maybe I deserve the cucking stool.
Stone her!
No! Not the stones!
You sound like that woman from Old Mama from the Train.
I win loves his mama.
So in England, they had many different kinds of doctors. Witch doctors was the term that was used in England before it was ever used in Africa. They had people called toad doctors.
Okay.
And what toad doctors would do, they would cure the sick by placing a live toad or the leg of one in a muslin bag and hang it around the sick person's neck.
Went to a guy like that off of Malcolm X Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
But he was more of an Indian dentist.
Oh, very fast. Well, your teeth look great.
It's been a number of years.
Yes.
There were other men called girdle measurers.
Okay.
They specialized in diagnosing ailments caused by fairies, including healing scrofula.
Now, what's scrofula? That's a good thing to know. Yeah.
It sounds like a thing that they'd serve at like a hipster brunch.
Yes.
This side of a scrofula. I hope you like spelt.
It is.
It's a vegan Bloody Mary.
It's like a 2 pounds of spelt.
It's a skin disease.
Okay.
Mm.
It was also called the King's Evil.
I just feel like
the King's
in this
evil.
Time period, most people had skin disease.
Yes. Yes.
It wasn't like, oh, I'm breaking out. It was like, there's a fly living in my cheekbones.
That's right. Bouncing around. I mean, they went to the doctor and the doctor put a toad on them.
Yeah.
Like, that's the healthy. That's
it's not medicine.
No. It's toad medicine.
Just listen that out here, guys. I know some of you live in Iceland. Some of you live in even more backwards places, like Ireland. Don't let them tell you that this is medicine.
That's right.
Of course
An
not.
An Irish fellow who posted on the Facebook page. Less racism, please. Less racism. Good God, you can't have these Irish people on our Facebook page. What's wrong with these people?
So there's plenty of good magic out there in right. England and in the Americas, but there is also black magic.
Uh-oh.
You mean like...
This is just one of my favorite dates ever.
Is that... I'm just being inappropriate. Let's just keep moving
forward.
Barreling towards the end of this.
Black magic is also known as the left-handed path.
Yeah. Okay.
So they do their magic only for evil purposes. Their operations may vary from things as trivial as afflicting somebody he dislikes with lice to blighting crops and cattle, or committing rape and murder like the Celtic poet magicians who were said to rhyme their victims to death by declaring literally blistering satires against them in verses which cause black, red, and white splotches to erupt on the skin, followed sooner or later by death.
This is really what slam poets think that they're doing.
Right,
they
right.
really think that it's just like, I'm going to set the world on fire tonight with my poem about the city streets. Street lamps.
Mm.
Light lamps.
Oh, God, I'm starting to burn a little bit.
The this ultimate aim
Marcy Avenue.
Oh God!
Train to the city.
I'm dead.
The ultimate aim of the master black magician witch is to wield supreme power over the entire universe and to make themselves God. This is deep, dark witch black magic.
Yeah, just humble.
See, but then there are a lot of people who say, like even Aleister Crowley and a lot of other people afterwards say that there's no such difference between white or black magic. And people who say that there are differences between our white and black magic are just trying to make them some sound better.
Right. So tell me
this. Why, in 1932, did an American writer find, after evidence of a witch's coven being, or a witch's ceremony being performed, found a witch doll pierced with pins and smeared with toad's blood, intended to kill the person it represented, and near it, resting on a Bible, was an inverted crucifix on which a toad had been crucified head down?
It just sounds like someone was just getting done in a cosmetology school.
Yeah, and honestly, they crucified toads all the time in Texas.
They were
like,
trying
this
to make-
is normal.
They were just the first people designing goth makeup.
Yeah. So real quick, going back to the European witches, they were like doctors. And then in Africa, they were considered more like, it was more like dark magic.
In Africa, they're also happening at the same time? In modern Africa, people will still go to the witch doctor before they go to the regular
doctor. But it's also happened all over the place. In Italy, there was a thing called the strega, which is like also the strega nonna.
Strega nonna.
Strega nonna. And it's not just that fucking dumb book. Yes, strega nonna. Eat my ass.
Whoa, Henry.
I think that. But the strega was a woman who was at the center of a town, and the way they described her, I was listening to a witch right now who lives in New York. Her name is Lori, what was the last name, Bianco or something like that, and she's like, yeah, I come from a long line of witches, and I always know my psychic powers, and George Norrie's like, that is absolutely fascinating. Thank you, Lori.
That's right. Witches and car dealers.
Yeah, it's all strega. But it's like stregas with like a consigliere. That's what they called them. It's like the people that would go to the strega for advice, and she would come and be like, you two families, you fight, maybe not so much. You know, it's like she didn't
good
do
advice.
A lot.
Yeah, maybe not so much.
Well, Navajo Indians as well also have magical beliefs. They believe that in order to obtain the black magic power, you had to murder one of your younger brothers or sisters.
Oh my.
Jackie, look out.
Jackie Zabrowski.
Coming for you.
In the Congo, people say that witches walk upside down.
I mean, that's just Congo in general. Congo is a mixed up place. There's a lot of factors going on in the Congo.
And black magicians
are
sexually perverse. They love dirty things. Filthy habits like urinating in drinking vessels are often taken as indications that a person is probably a witch.
One of my favorite friends from Atlanta named Lisa, who is a very magical woman, was trying to describe to me that drinking piss is what we need to do to live forever.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of witches in Chelsea. A lot of witches in Chelsea. So With, going back real quick to the European times, you got your witch doctors. When did everything go wrong for them?
Everything went wrong around the 16th century.
Okay, what happened there? Did people just realize they weren't getting cured with the toad blood?
There was a lot of social unrest.
And then it comes down to you're just going to go for people who are having a better time than you. I was just thinking about this yesterday. Right. I was like walking through. I was having a miserable day walking around the city yesterday. I was looking on Instagram. It's just like people on vacations. Everyone had a great time. I'm miserable. I'm walking around. I was just like, I'm gonna burn these people to death.
Sure.
And this is what people do. People looked at the witches. Right. They were all sitting around. They had to wear like 9 layers of clothes because God forbid anybody saw your penis. You're a priest. You can't fuck anybody anymore. Right. And you look and you just see a bunch of people just noodling in a fucking field, just like half naked. The only girl with great tits in the village is over there blowing all the other the other fat dudes who look like nerds at Comic-Con now that go to, like, glom onto the alternative thing to hopefully get somebody who's, like, into new bodies, and just, like, you go, you want to go kill
is that them. What is that what fat people are calling their bodies now? New bodies.
Alternative bodies.
Oh, I see.
And not only that, but when you have people that start to accuse these people of things, that's when you get other psychopaths involved that just want to fuck people up, like our friend the Witchmaster General.
Yeah, Matthew Hopkins. Matthew Hopkins was, because what I found was really interesting about the English witch trials, too, is that they would do like a witch test. They would take someone, they'd be like, she's a witch, and they're like, all right, well, we're going to put her in the dunking stool, or they'll do a thing where they tie her up, they throw her in the lake. If she sinks, which is happening.
Yeah, they would weigh her against a stack of Bibles. If she was not equal to the weight of the Bible, she was a witch.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
But then they would do that, and then they'd put her on a real trial. Like, she'd have a jury and a judge, and they say something like 1 in 10, or like
it was
1 in 5. 1 in 5 would actually get a persecution, which is great. So there was actually a process.
It was interesting to learn in this, while doing the research, that there was, like, the court system, 1 in 5, I mean, that's a pretty low chance of you actually being a real witch.
Just the fact that people are even trying to say you're a witch, which is an unprovable crime, the fact that they could get, like, acquitted is fine. But Matthew Hopkins, when he showed up, he was just like, no, we will, oh, she's got bush hair. Burn her.
Right. Well, you gotta kill her for that.
Oh, perfect pink nipples.
And when was Hopkins around?
He was around
1644, right?
Yeah, 1644.
1644 to 1647, he killed 300 witches during that time.
Wow.
And he was 22.
Or young man.
He was 24 when he was doing all this. He was born in 1620. And he was doing this.
Yeah, he died when he was 20. Well, he disappeared when he was 27. Yeah. There's a lot of. Then there was an alternative theory that he went to America and started the Salem witch trial.
But started 50 years after he was.
Europe. But technically, he would have been like 70.
So he could have been alive.
He could have been alive.
But he was the first one to really make an anti-witch push.
Well, yeah, because and basically, one of the many theories is that there's the theory that he just did it for money because he got a shit ton of money every single time he burned a witch, because he'd walk into town and be like, I will find the old witch. It's the one with the purple hair. And she's like, no, I just wanted to try something with the berries. I dyed it with berry juice. Burn the witch!
Now, the persecution of witches started almost 200 years earlier.
Okay. Yeah, but he was the one that, he was just a dude who fucking, he became like Dolph Lundgren from Punisher in this thing.
Yeah, things took a lot longer to kind of disperse themselves. Like, now you have punk in 1977, you have new wave by 1982.
Right.
I compare it to that.
Back then, you had the Malleus Maleficarum, which is the Hammer of Witches, which is a witch hunting manual.
It's amazing.
In 1486, but it doesn't get over to Matthew Hopkins until 1644.
Okay, so what's in this witch hunting manual?
Ooh,
I love the witch hunting manual.
Yeah, this sounds exciting to me.
Yes, the Malleus Maleficarum, meaning Hammer of Witches in English, Der Hexenhammer in German.
Okay.
Is always a treatise on
witch hunting. It's always better. It's always better in German.
The main purpose of the Malleus was to attempt to systematically refute arguments claiming that witchcraft does not exist, to discredit those who express skepticism about its reality, to claim that witches were more often women than men, and to educate magistrates on the procedures that could find out and convict them.
Okay.
So and this it's an incredibly detailed set of rules. It's all just being like, if the length between her first toe, it was twice a furlong from the second toe. She's a witch, man!
She's a witch. She's a witch.
And it's divided into three sections. Section one argues that the devil exists and has the power to do astounding things, and that witches exist to help the devil.
Hell in his
Yeah, Hail they are
Satan. Rock and roll,
rock Hail and roll, Satan. Hail Satan. And it said that women were most susceptible to the devil.
Because they're weak. They're not strong like men.
They are more libidinous than men.
Yeah. Libidinous.
Again, much more sexual. It's pretty much anybody who watched, because that was another theory about Matthew Hopkins, is that he couldn't get it up. And so it's like, these are guys, it's like this. It's the same impetus that serial killers have, which is, I can't get it up. I look at a woman as an object of desire that I can't fucking I can't communicate with, so I'm going to kill it. I'm gonna damn it, and I'm gonna kill it so that I don't have to deal with it anymore. I don't have to worry about their wildly swinging peach, delicious breasts.
Peachy breasts. So they believe that men are the givers of life and women are the horniest of the two genders.
Yeah,
they got it all wrong.
Women are
right. Those are both wrong.
They're completely wrong. I think they were just punching themselves in the dick every day, constantly.
Human beings punch themselves in the dick from like 1400. To 1965.
Thank God somebody invented basketball. Thank
God. The first section also mentions cruination, which is another trial by ordeal. And witches, if anything, they went through trials by ordeal more than anything else. We talked about trials by ordeal in one of our past episodes, I think, in the torture episode.
They keep them awake for 3 days straight.
Well, that's what Matthew Hopkins would do, is that he would keep them up in order to get... The big thing was to get a confession. They wanted a confession. They wanted them to say they're a witch. He'd keep them up for days. And that was like his thing.
I could not stop thinking about Zero Dark Thirty when watching that. It was like, nothing changed. 2003 was the exact same torture techniques they were using in the 1600s.
I literally was saying, I was watching a doc last night that was kind of talking about the fact that, like, it wasn't so much that the church even openly said that there were witches and there were magic. It was more like, if there are, we are going to show everyone that we can dominate it. So it's the same exact thing. It's not like our war against terrorism is war against a concept.
In order
to show everybody, oh no, give us the rock. We can handle it. We'll be the fucking superpowers.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's. I'm sorry. What were the three again?
The three sections.
Yeah, the three sections.
Oh, I only went to. I haven't even got to the other two.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year, thinking about her family and friends, and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it, but guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do, and the memories keep cycling, and I get emotional, and we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy, and that is not sad. That is celebratory, so you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction. And it's a daily weight on my life, how much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins as soon as I wake up. And a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy, because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lastpod. No matter what kind of work you do, how you communicate is key. All those emails, reports, and presentations are equally important to the collaboration needed to get things done. And Grammarly can help. Grammarly is your AI writing partner to help you communicate more effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact at work. And isn't that what matters most? Better writing means a stronger impact. Grammarly works across 500,000 apps and websites. You can't escape it. Like the ever-pervasive octopus of malice that is the NSA. Grammarly is watching your every move, making sure that you're doing it right. Data privacy and security are woven into the foundation of Grammarly, into the very essence of its nature. Grammarly is a secure AI writing partner, and it helps your team make their point and move faster, because that's the key there. Work smarter, not harder. Yes, Grammarly. You know how many times it saves me from writing a long, rambling, one-sentence email at 4 o'clock in the morning to my beloved employees? Makes me sound like someone who doesn't just have a BA in theater. All right, I was taught how to be a tree. I was not taught how to survive as an adult. All right, my job was to cry in front of a weird Southern man who just told me all sorts of weird stuff about my body. I didn't learn how to write. So thank you, Grammarly, because you're making me the boss I gotta be to motivate my team to get out there. And, oh, man, you don't want to mess with them. Thanks, Grammarly. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors. It's a waste. Don't waste hours on apps. Besides appetizers, that's the kind of apps I like. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Did you know that empanada is already Spanish? I didn't. Thanks, Babbel. Did you know that burrito is already Spanish? Wow! I just got to learn all the rest. And eventually, I'm going to be eating downtown Mexico. Thanks, Babbel. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/left. Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/left, spelled Babbel.com/left. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But what cruination was, it was a trial by ordeal in which they would bring in the corpse of the person that the accused was accused of murdering or killing by witchcraft. They would put their hands on them, and if the corpse started bleeding or otherwise showed any other signs of distress, the person was guilty.
They thought it was too heavy metal to continue.
But they were dead.
They were dead, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, trials by ordeal are like, there was one I remember we talked about in Iceland. Is like, if you stand upon, if you put sod above your head, and if that's the sod
right.
falls, then you are guilty.
yeah, that's
like,
right.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's trial by ordeal is just stupid justice.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Stupid justice.
Nicolas Cage and Steven Seagal need to get together for a movie called Stupid Justice.
Okay, what you guys need to do is, everybody here needs to, you need to catch all the M&Ms, and if you don't catch all the M&Ms, well, yeah. You're guilty of being a sorcerer.
Nick Cage's phone rings halfway through the movie. He just answers it. Oh, yeah, I'm filming a movie right now.
I'll talk to you later. Sorry, everybody. Yeah.
Section 2 is matters of practice and actual cases,
okay.
And the powers of witches and their recruitment strategies. It is stated that mostly witches, as opposed to the devil, who do the recruiting by making something go wrong in the life of a respectable matron that makes her consult the knowledge of the witch, or by introducing young maidens to tempting young devils.
That's how I got Satan into my life as well, but it's only helped me since.
Right.
Yeah.
So they create a problem for somebody, so then that person has to come to them and ask for help.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Section 3 is the legal
part.
It's
like drug dealers.
Yeah, first one's free.
Yeah.
After that, you gotta kiss my devil's mark.
Yeah, you gotta, then you get all the smack that you need.
Guess my devil's mark.
That's how I'd be as a fucking drug dealer. You want smack, heroin? Yeah. I got all of it. You want some of it? You need it?
It'd be amazing. No one would do drugs anymore if all drug dealers were like you.
That would be great. Like cocaine? Like cocaine?
The devil's... The devil's mark was another thing that they would use during the prosecution. It is said that when a witch becomes a witch, the devil kisses her on a certain part of her body, and that part of the body is impervious to pain. They would take a metal pin and just stick the witch all over her entire body until they would find a spot where she didn't say, ouch.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Okay.
That's foolproof.
Yeah, brilliant science. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. The authors offer a step-by-step guide of the conduct of a witch trial, from the method of initiating the process and assembling accusations to the interrogation, including torture of witnesses and the formal charging of the accused. Women who did not cry during their trial were automatically believed to be witches.
It's just, again, but we do that to people on television.
Absolutely.
I mean look Casey Anthony.
Look at her.
Yep. No, it's so true. Nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed. It's very exactly little. The same. It's just because it's all about, it's a pageant. In the right. end, it's all about like you want to make sure that the crowd's happy and that everybody right. feels like, no, we all agree we are handling the witch problem. Yay! Mm-hmm. It's a good work, everybody.
All right, so you get the ordeal and then you have examples.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the examples of what they are accused of: infanticide, cannibalism, and this is a real big one in witches, not only in Europe and America, but in Africa as well. Stealing penises
thing.
It's a big, big thing. It's huge. Huh. And in modern day Africa, it's still a very, I mean, I don't think people know. Like, I was reading about this last night.
And that's the weight of penis that you're going to get out of Africa than you'd ever get in Europe.
Like, some stereotypes are true. I don't think people know how bad the problem of sorcery and witchcraft is in Africa.
Well, it's actually going on right now. I watched a great Vice show on Monrovia, and they were talking about in Monrovia, which is hell on earth, which is like the worst place on the fucking planet. Mm-hmm. The gang wars that were like, there was like a gigantic revolution that broke out of Monrovia, and the people that basically it was like eventually everyone just kind of forgot about the revolution, and everyone just kind of just started fighting, and different factions just took over the city, and that one of them is a guy, I forget his name. His name is literally like Captain Superman. He's like, like literally some Nazi. He's the leader of a gang. He's a total cannibal. He believes that he eats human meat in order to like get power from his enemies. In 2012,
does he believe he's a sorcerer?
He believes that he's the devil.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm talking about actual like people believing that like there are thousands of children each year that are just cast out of their homes because they're believed to be witches. Ghana has multiple witch camps that have been set up for hundreds of years.
Damn.
Where people send their children to live, or they just banish someone from
like
the community.
Is it like fat camp? Like heavyweight?
Like fat camp, yeah, similar.
In Tanzania, the government is having to fully address the problem of people slaughtering albinos because they believe their body parts bring luck and good health.
Let's just say, number one, albinos, there's something off about them.
I mean, all right,
we all know that for a fact.
Yeah, I don't know if they need to be slaughtered, but, you know.
I don't think we need to. Yeah. I don't think they need to be slaughtered.
Yes.
Yeah.
Treat them like a canvas. That's true. And it was God's watercolor for it, God's coloring book for
can
us.
Can you imagine?
Was just
showed up, just painted black with like fake lipstick on and a big curly blonde wig.
Could be that. You could paint him in many colors.
Would notice anything different about me?
It's like when a man has a toupee on. I'm like, no, you looked like just like you did yesterday. Albino Tom.
And it's not don't kiss me. I'll make up. I'll come off.
I wasn't
going to kiss you, but.
It's not just in Africa either, it's the Middle East as well. Saudi Arabia still has very strict laws about witchcraft and sorcery on the books. And in fact, last year, a woman was beheaded for practicing sorcery and witchcraft.
What?
She was a scold. She was a scold.
Yeah, teacher to start complaining about how you don't like how big your airplane seat is.
It is amazing that they would behead a woman for being a witch in 2012. Going back to the stealing of penises thing, why? And how?
Because men are impotent, and they need to blame someone for it. And since they can't get it up, they have to say, like, oh, a witch. Because they're not saying she's literally stolen my penis.
It's just stolen the energy of his penis. Like,
yeah. I'm sitting thinking, I was like, she's Lorraine Bobbitt, and everyone's just like stealing sacks of penises. And I'm like, you going out on the market and getting bread for it? What do you do with a bunch of penises?
Just wake up in the morning like, suddenly you're just shooting straight out of your piss, straight out of your stomach.
That's what I was picturing.
Having to fucking just lay on a toilet.
That is just, that's the worst nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just wake up and it's gone.
And there's just a hole.
Yeah, and it's just going like.
Through.
It's just weird. Birds flying out of it. It's not proper. Okay, so it's because of impotency.
All about impotency.
So this is basically men can't get hard and they blame
women.
What's
the reason why we wiped out the rhino population is because it became convinced that rhino horns makes your dick hard if you can't get your dick hard. And there's nothing that men won't kill for than if their dick can't get hard and they want to get their dick hard.
Impotent men really ruin the world.
I mean, look at Dick Cheney. You think Dick Cheney's had a fucking squirt that didn't involve the little girl crying? In the last, like, 25 years? Do you think anybody
much
in
like,
the Skull and Bones?
Much like the Zodiac Killer, Arthur Lee, he loved the sounds
screaming
of children.
Screaming of tortured young girls. Yeah, this is, impotent white men and are really just the worst force.
Yes.
Yeah, they're an evil force in the universe.
So now, are we at the second one of the...
we've already gone through all of them.
We've got all three.
Yeah,
I love it.
Break those down, though, real quick, just real fast, bullet point them.
Real fast, section one is matters of practice.
Okay.
Section one.
It's a 500-page book.
Yeah, it's a huge book. Section one argues that the devil exists and has the power to do astounding things that witches can help.
Okay.
Section two is the actual practice and what they do, their recruitment strategies.
Right.
And section three is the legalities of it, how to prosecute.
It was a highly organized system. That's what I really appreciate after a while. We're going to look at it. It's like they really went through a lot of checks and balances. I mean, they were all wrong.
Right.
I mean, they're all fake.
Well, it's based on, notion number one, that the devil is real and that, you know, these witches are helping.
But it's also it's a gigantic switch in a frame of mind when we're, I'm going to get a little bit on a floofy-do tangent here, but the idea that magic is not a thing that you can, it's not necessarily incantations and all this stuff. It's a way that humans deal with their environment, deal with the universe. For a long time, we understood that because perception was different when we were cavemen. We were more hive mind based. We were more connected to each other and the plants and the stars. And that's what we were. It was all one gigantic organism. We knew that. Where it's like the church did a really good long job of like trying to tell everybody that like, you can't rise up above us because if you could collect all your collected unconscious power, no one could be in control of you.
Right.
And we are going to show you that you need someone to be in control of you, which is arguably true.
Yeah, people like to be in control.
Yeah, but it's like...
Or people also like to be controlled.
I mean, rather.
People
they like,
need
well,
to
both,
be
yeah.
controlled. Because if not, we would just be... I mean, like, I can walk around with my dick out of my pants all day long and going like, nip down the window.
And you
but
do.
But some people shouldn't. You know, I'm a dude that can do that.
That's when I watched that Avengers movie and Loki was giving his speech about how humans like to be controlled. I was about to get down on my knees and praise Loki
suck
as well.
His cock.
Yeah, just suck that sweet fucking supernatural dick.
Do we want to start getting Hogwarts with it?
Let's get into some spells.
I think we should.
Should we put any Hogwarts music in there?
I think we should put... We can put some Hogwarts music.
Anything else as far as the history of witches?
Well, to segue into getting a little Hogwarts with it,
yeah.
There were written around these times what you call grimoires. These things actually existed.
They're pretty sweet. It's kind of fun.
It's really fun.
What is that?
Grimoires are magical textbooks, essentially. The only problem with them is that a lot of them were written in Latin or Middle English.
And no one can read them.
And no one can fucking... people can read them, but no one's translating them. And you can find these. You can find scans of these online, and I just look at them with such sadness because I just see all this Latin gobbledygook, and I know that it's rad shit.
That's what it is.
I know that it's rad shit. And there were some of these grimoires that what they did is they actually prayed to God. They called upon God. There was one that was called like the Grimoire Malefactum that was written by a pope.
Okay.
And the magician was supposed to be a priest. And they prayed to God and asked him for his power. And their plan was that you could steal God's power. You could siphon off God's power and use it to summon the devil.
Yeah! fucking flipped the script on him.
Hail Satan, hail Satan.
Hail Satan. Satan.
Well, for now, for creative purposes, I will be serving the magic of light today.
Okay.
So toff your caps, ladies. I will protect you with my magic of purity.
All right. What is the magic of purity?
Well, I want Marcus to face me with some of his dark twirls of Cerberus's howls.
Yeah, you want some fucking light magic?
Oh, I dare
I'll give you some fucking dark magic because I've
purity.
Got you some fucking satanic magic coming your fucking way, asshole.
My nerd alert is really going off here, guys.
Aha! You'll never get through my white britches of sanity.
I'm gonna bind your ass to the fucking floor.
Oh, but I've got shoes with bells on them.
I've gotta pop it.
All right. Well, these are my friends. Isn't that fun to realize? Do we want to go through some spells?
I have recently played Dungeons & Dragons. I will say that out loud. And I've got a +5 protection spell. My crackers.
That's cool.
See, I said crackers.
I did like that, yeah. That was very, very nice.
All right, so you're going to cast a spell on me?
All right, cast a spell on Marcus Park.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I plead the precious and corruptible blood of Jesus over myself and my family and everything that belongs to us. I ask for giant warrior angels to be loosed from heaven to surround and protect us. As your war club and weapons of war, I break down, undam, and blow up all walls of protection around all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, and the like, and I break the power of all curses, hexes, vexes, spells, charms, fetishes, physic prayers, physic thought. It says physic. Physic power, physic warfare, prayer chains, and everything else being sent my way or my family members' way, and I return it. And the demons and the senders right now, sevenfold, and I bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. Father, I pray that these lost souls will find the light of your son, Jesus. Their own snares and traps have been set against themselves. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I now loose them from your mind control of Satan. Father, I ask that you divine Holy Spirit and a heart and a guide your son, Jesus, so they may be set free from the bondages of Satan. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I'm about to fuck you up.
Hail Satan, hail Satan. A lot of Lord talk in there.
All right, well, I'm going to do some voodoo on your ass.
All right, cool.
Okay, that's
all right,
fun.
This is a binding spell through which, after I'm done...
No, I already ate about, like, 7 pounds of Gouda yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So I think I may have done a binding spell to myself.
That is just the spell. Eat 7 pounds of Gouda.
Well, to do a binding spell, if you want to do one at home, you must make your own poppet, which a poppet is a likeness of the person that you are...
Have you been saving part of your croissant for this?
Yeah, Marcus is holding part of his croissant, and I believe he's trying to make a look... trying to make it look like Henry Zebrowski. He's just putting...
Well, I've just got some ham.
He's got ham for the head.
That's not
and
fair.
A croissant for the body, and I'll tell you, the spitting image of Henry Zebrowski. Yeah, this is going to work.
Here it is. This is my poppet for Henry. Although I am missing my dragon's wart. And my comfrey, and my bloodroot, and
so
my agrimony, and my
flaws.
And my cypress, and my I've got my tobacco.
All right,
yep.
And so, we have tobacco, very very powerful
got tobacco.
Stuff.
So, I present Henry Zebrowski to be bound. What I do to this image, I do to Henry Zebrowski. Henry Zebrowski is bound. He is unable to speak against me. He is bound. He is unable to act against me. Henry Zebrowski is bound. He is unable to harm me in any way. Ave Santanas.
Oh my.
So yeah, now you get. So now I've got to go outside. I've got to take my poppet and hang it upside down in the image of the tarot card of the Hanged Man. By the way, this step of the ritual was given to me from Azazel.
All right, wow. This is protection incantation from moonmuses.com.
I'm
going to
eat this later, by the way.
Yeah, that's not
that's disgusting.
That's like Harry Connick Jr.'s like favorite. Not, was it a Harry Dean Stanton? His favorite breakfast. I'm a witch of ancient lore. I petition these trees and forest floor. Converge myself upon this site. Spider weaving, power and might. Air and fire, water and earth. Aid in my quest, I call you forth. Aradia, Aradia, I intone. Thrice the power you have shown. Open my spiral of strength and sorcery. Encompass the soul you have granted me. Pentacle of old, stones of deep. Protection around, assistance I seek. Marry my veins to this earth. Serunos, I summon you forth. Steel, needles, and pins. Red blood of sins. Buried deep in clandestine dusk. Liquid Venus, scent of musk. Hear my words from moon to moon. Cite the lord and lady's rune. By the law of 3 times 3. So mote it be. Written by Barbara Morris.
That's very good.
All right, I'm done fucking around here. I'm going to have one of you guys do it. Here's what I'm going to do. I am going to have one of your own fans place a fucking death spell on
you.
No! Really? Isn't that interesting?
A death spell! It's time for a satanic death spell. Uh-huh. And by the way, in case you didn't know out there, magic is the power that Satan has given us to protect us from the aliens.
This is the thing we didn't even cover because it's like, they say this, you know, angels are the Nephilim. They are from outer space. Right. They brought us here. This is the only way we could get even ground with them is to, in order to harness the power of the earth to fight them. So we're doing good.
All right, we're doing good, but we still got to kill you. So if you want to do this, just get a hold of me and I'll mail you my Henry poppet.
Okay.
Because you're going to need this poppet. After you get the poppet, go to the
cemetery. I mean, it's going to be falling apart.
Oh, it's going to be moldy.
It already is falling quite apart, yeah.
All right, go to the cemetery. Get some dirt. You need to vent into the poppet, visualizing the victim, all of the hate you possibly can, especially during its construction. It is imperative here to stay focused with intent. Try to do this during a waning moon. When the moon is in Scorpio or Capricorn, is a very good time.
Right.
Construct a small box. Cardboard is fine. Does not need to be wood.
Okay, a shoebox would work.
Light a black candle. Concentrate intensely upon the death and destruction of the enemy. Do not be disturbed or lose your focus.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be
disturbed.
Or lose your focus. We got it.
Hey, over here!
No, don't
lose your focus! Hey, don't lose your focus.
Don't play head games with these people, Henry. They're trying to kill you. I fully agree with what they're doing.
Put the effigy into
its box. Don't lose
your
focus.
Henry, let them focus on killing you, please.
Bury it in dirt inside the box. Save some of the dirt. Your grave dirt. Take it outside or back to the graveyard and bury it, placing the reserved dirt on top of the box, knowing... That's in all caps. Knowing.
The victim. What's in the box?
What's in the bag? A bunch of dirt and a black candle and a picture of, and a bunch of ham.
Distracting. Henry Zebrowski.
Yes.
Knowing that the victim will meet his or her death. Do not think about the spell or the enemy after you have done this.
Don't think about me.
Will interfere with its working.
Don't you dare think about me.
And that's it. That's how you kill Henry Zebrowski.
That's wonderful. Or anybody, really, if you want
to. Well, it's
going
to take a lot more than that. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you what.
Well, if you want to find a celebrity love on Facebook, this is one... You know, these are sort of older spells that Henry and Marcus have been discussing. This is kind of a more... this is a newer one, but it's similar. It has its roots.
Yeah.
Step one, if you want a celebrity to love you, step one, get a picture of the celebrity. Step two, and this is optional, give a kiss to the celebrity. Step three, hold it above a lit candle and then say, oh, celebrity's name. So let's say who we're going to go. Matthew McConaughey. Oh, Matthew McConaughey, how I want to meet you at noon. You will be on Facebook and you will find me as a cool person and you should add me. So mote it be.
What?
So mote it be.
This is from a website called spellsofmagic.com, yes, which is completely populated by illiterate autistic kids.
I don't know what mote is. So mote it be.
My favorite is 5-star tested werewolf spell.
Ooh.
Well, I found this spell in a book I have. It's an old Russian spell. I'm not sure if it's been on here or not, but I'm still going to post it. My friend tested it, and he told me it works.
Oh, it must
One,
work.
Oh, yeah. One, go outside at nighttime. It must be clear. The moon must be visible. Nothing can cover it. It does not have to be a full moon, but if it is, it's more powerful. Overall, any moon phase will work. You might want to be alone. Note, do not say this under a new moon.
Whoa.
Which he just, but I don't understand because you were so groovy about it. Get your candle and set it into the bowl and the candle holder. Light it up and set it in front of the candle. Focus on its light if you don't have it. It's fine. Begin to meditate. After you relax, stand up and chant this spell three times. In the ocean sea, on the ocean beyond, in the open plain, shines the moon upon an aspen stump. Into the green wood, into the spreading veil. Around the stump goes a shaggy wolf. Under its teeth are all the horned cattle, but into the wood the wolf goes not. Into the veil, the wolf does not roam. Moon, moon, golden horns. Melt the bullet, blunt the knife. Not the crutchel. Strike fear into men, beast, and reptile, so that they may not seize the gray wolf, nor tear him from his warm hide. My word is firm, firmer than sleep, or the strength of heroes. Have you said it three times? Say, this is my will by the power of three. Mote it be. Say it three times. In about a week or 2 weeks' time, you will have side effects. These side effects may or may not include headaches, rib aches, stomach aches, tailbone aches, spinies, nausea, uncontrollable anger, barking, growling, and howling.
Tailbone aches,
you should
huh?
shift when you see the full moon. Any questions, please message me. Thanks for reading.
All right. Oh, this is one for a traditional dirty love spell for women only. Burn the cloth that absorbs the women menstruation. Burn the cloth that absorbs the women menstruation blood into ashes. So you want to get a little cloth there full of menstruation. Burn it into ashes. Mix the ashes into a drink and give it to your husband or any man to drink it. They will listen to whatever you say. You are king, but only for knowledge. Interesting. Yeah.
You want to turn into a wolf? I'm going to become a bat.
What?
This is transform into a bat spell. You will need the following items for this spell. Your voice, nighttime or sunset, and belief that it will work.
Okay.
That is key. Number
That's
one.
Key for a lot of these, isn't it?
Say this at sunset or at night, inside or outside. By the secret of the dark and the song of moonlight, cloak me with a type of bat's wings and transform.
What type of bat do you know?
Big bat. I'm going to be a big, mean bat.
Big human-sized bat.
And transform me at the dim of each day's light. Number two, imagine yourself turning into a bat. Will it to happen?
Uh-huh.
Three, you will transform at sunset every day, then transform back at dawn. Side effects, back, shoulder, and arm pain. Two sharp fangs will grow in the front of your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Perfect night vision, a craving for whatever your breed of bat eats. Anxiety.
Mostly a nice, healthy, apple, fruit-like diet.
Yeah. Anxiety when you're in a bright area and your skin burns more easily.
Okay. Very interesting.
I don't want to be a bat.
No, not many people do want
to
be a bat.
No one wants to be a bat.
Not many people do want to be a bat. I also do like the summon a gnome one, but that is basically, long story short, put out a bunch of bread with a cup of milk and then go into your room and wait for a rat to come and eat it. That's pretty much what the summon the gnome one is, but I just found it to be very, very funny.
So I don't think any of these worked.
No.
Well, I don't know. We can also try to summon the Grim Reaper.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll end the episode with us summoning the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, you need 10 black candles, a completely dark room, picture of person you want dead, and offering to the Great Reaper an alive rabbit, cat, or bird.
This is so great because I have an alive rabbit right here with me.
We just got the 10 candles. You know what?
One
of my favorite ones I read was like how to make someone fall in love with you. It's the saddest spell I'd ever heard. It's like, think about the person that you want to love you. Masturbate thinking about them.
Yeah,
and upon
a
moment of ejaculation, go, I love you so much. I hope you'll be with me.
Motivate.
Yeah. Which is just the saddest thing I've ever seen.
All so right. After you've got all that stuff.
And we do, right in front of us.
Just all you got to do is just chant, power of dark, power of light. Summon the Great Reaper to win the life fight.
Power of dark, power of... What is it?
Win the life fight?
Power of dark power of light. Summon the Great Reaper to win the life fight.
To win the life fight.
Power of dark light. Summon the Reaper to win the power of life fight.
Yeah. I mean, and this is written by Deep Sea 226. And if you look at Deep Sea 226, what did I tell you? Illiterate autistic kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Finding my happy place. This is great.
Will the Grim Reaper show up?
His personal bio, feel the dark energy in the air. I feel bad making fun of a weird kid, but
no, you shouldn't.
Do?
No, that's their function in life.
Yeah, they like it.
I got it. You know, now I'm totally normal.
Well, yeah, you're completely normal. So now you guys know a little bit about the about witches and witchcraft and things like that.
Make
send
your
us
own
your own
grimoire.
Spells. That's right.
Have fun dancing with your coven.
Indeed. All right, everybody. Hail Satan.
Hail
and,
Satan.
And
Hail
send
Satan.
In your own spells. Put them on the Facebook page or message CCR. And follow us on Twitter at Henry Loves You and at Ben Kissel and at Marcus Parks. I'm doing that now.
Nice.
I was told to do that.
Who told you that?
I just thought about it myself.
Sure.
Yeah. And check out my band, The Cowman.
Well, then let's not plug crazy. Henry is also on a television show called Adult Swim. And then I'll be performing at Cabin Bar on Thursday night.
Yeah, move on up.
All right, everybody. Well, hail Satan.
Hail me.
Hail Gene.
Magustalations. And, of course, hail yourself.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.